Black Amazon of Mars by Lee Brackett. Chapter 1. Through all the long, cold hours of the Norland night, the Martian had not moved nor spoken. At dusk of the day before, Eric John Stark had brought him into the ruined tower and laid him down, wrapped in blankets, on the snow. He had built a fire of dead brush, and since then the two men had waited alone in the vast wasteland that girdles the polar cap of Mars. Now, just before dawn, Camar the Martian spoke.
"Stark."
"Yes."
"I am dying."
"Yes."
"I will not reach Kushat."
"No." Camar nodded. He was silent again. The wind howled down from the northern ice, and the broken walls rose up against it, brooding, gigantic, roofless now, but so huge and sprawling that they seemed less like walls than cliffs of ebon stone. Stark would not have gone near them but for Camar. They were wrong somehow, with a taint of forgotten evil still about them. The big Earthman glanced at Camar, and his face was sad. "A man likes to die in his own place," he said abruptly. "I am sorry."
"The Lord of Silence is a great personage," Camar answered. "He does not mind the meeting place. No, it was not for that I came back into the Nordlands."
He was shaken by an agony that was not of the body.
"And I shall not reach Kushat."
Stark spoke quietly, using the courtly High Martian almost as fluently as Camar. "I have known that there was a burden heavier than death upon my brother's soul." He leaned over, placing one large hand on the Martian's shoulder. "My brother has given his life for mine. Therefore, I will take his burden upon myself if I can." He did not want Camar's burden, whatever it might be, but the Martian had fought beside him through a long guerrilla campaign among the harried tribes of the nearer moon. He was a good man of his hands, and in the end had taken the bullet that was meant for Stark, knowing quite well what he was doing. They were friends. That was why Stark had brought Camar into the bleak North Country, trying to reach the city of his birth. The Martian was driven by some secret demon. He was afraid to die before he reached Kushat. And now he had no choice.
"I have sinned, Stark. I have stolen a holy thing. You're an outlander. You would not know of Ban Cruach and the talisman that he left when he went away forever beyond the gates of death."
Camar flung aside the blankets and sat up, his voice gaining a febrile strength.
"I was born and bred in the thieves' quarter under the wall. I was proud of my skill, and the talisman was a challenge. It was a treasured thing, so treasured that hardly a man has touched it since the days of Ban Cruach who made it. And that was in the days when men still had the luster on them, before they forgot that they were gods. Guard well the gates of death," he said. "That is the city's trust. And keep the talisman always, for the day may come when you will need its strength. Who holds Kushat holds Mars, and the talisman will keep the city safe. I was a thief, and proud, and I stole the talisman."
His hands went to his girdle, a belt of worn leather with a boss of battered steel, but his fingers were already numb.
"Take it, Stark. Open the boss, there, on the side where the beast's head is carved."
Stark took the belt from Camar and found the hidden spring. The rounded top of the boss came free. Inside it was something wrapped in a scrap of silk.
"I had to leave Kushat," Camar whispered. "I could never go back, but it was enough to have taken that."
He watched, shaken between awe and pride and remorse, as Stark unwrapped the bit of silk. Stark had discounted most of Camar's talk as superstition, but even so, he had expected something more spectacular than the object he held in his palm. It was a lens some 4 inches across, man-made, and made with great skill, but still only a bit of crystal. Turning it about, Stark saw that it was not a simple lens, but an intricate interlocking of many facets, incredibly complicated, hypnotic if one looked at it too.